With the ever-increasing popularity of the e-reader, many are worried about the decline of the traditional paper book. In an effort to keep the book alive, the nonprofit Little Free Library was born. These little libraries are popping up in towns across the U.S., with some being built right here in Northwest Arkansas. This week, I visited a couple of these local little libraries, as well as spoke with the co-founder of the national organization. Rick Brooks, with Little Free Library in Wisconsin, says the idea came from a friend's memorial to his mother.
Who was a teacher, and after she died, he wanted something to remember her by, and built a one-room schoolhouse, a little box on a 4x4 post that he put in his front yard. And part of his goal was to actually get people who were driving by to slow down a little bit and see what it was, and stop, and he filled it with books. And it was so popular that he called me.
The two installed a little library at a community art gallery in Madison, Wisconsin, along a bike path where thousands of people could see it. A year and a half later, Mr. Brooks says there are little libraries in 23 states and 7 countries.
Just for fun, we want to have more libraries than Andrew Carnegie endowed. And that would be 2,510.
Judith Levine on Park Avenue in Fayetteville has number 0230.
And it's been very cool watching cars pull up and children pop out and open it up and look and take something. And sometimes they go back to the car and rifle through whatever it is that they have and put one back. And sometimes they don't, and that's okay, too.
See? The idea behind these little libraries is to take a book, leave a book. Mrs. Levine found out about this movement from Charlie and Allison Allison, who erected the first one in Arkansas in front of their home, located in the historical district in Fayetteville. Mrs. Allison had seen a picture of a friend's on Facebook.
I just thought it would be a great way to bring the neighborhood outdoors and get to know the neighbors better. I was just obsessed when I saw that picture.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted one for Fayetteville.
As a community builder by occupation, Mr. Brooks says this idea was big in the creation of Little Free Library.
The interest that got us here was really from that standpoint. How do you build a sense of community? And we thought, well, the little libraries seem to do that quite well. What other messages can we promote? And those messages are about promoting reading for children, literacy for adults, and libraries around the world.
He says that many of these libraries have themes.
We have one in the dog parks, and it's all about pets and dogs and novels and it may have Jack London's White Fang and Harry the Dirty Dog.
Mrs. Levine describes the vision for her library.
For it to be full of children's classics and local authors, if that was at all possible. And in some ways, we've managed to do that. We see we have The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Treasure Island, Sherlock Holmes, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and The Curse of the Campfire Weenies. That's a classic. Lots of Junie B. Jones. Roald Dahl. We have Amy Tan, which I figured was qualifying as a local author, since Molly Giles is her editor and Molly is at the University of Arkansas.
As these libraries recycle books, recycling is also encouraged in the construction of them. Mr. Allison gave me a tour of their library.
It's probably a foot and a half across and maybe 16, 17 inches deep. It's built nearly all with leftover materials or recycled materials that I'd either used for projects in the house or in part of it, it's actually wood that had been taken out of the house, and I just kept thinking I would use it someday, and actually I did.
The Allison's library is complete with a gutter system to ensure that the books stay dry in rain. Mrs. Levine, an artist and set designer, constructed her library from recycled materials as well. The only item she had to purchase was the pole to hold it in the ground. And though she only needed 5 feet, the store sent her home with 10.
One of the principles of the Little Free Library movement is pay it forward.
Oh, right.
So I now have the most expensive part in duplicate that I can pay it forward.
The organization has a pay it forward fund. Mr. Brooks provides a recent example of how it works.
When they build one and register, they often contribute $50 to $75 or $100 so that other people can have libraries. And last night, in the middle of the darkness, we delivered a library from the Prairie du Chien prison to a small town of 119 people to the 4-H Club. And they have no library. The closest one is 10 miles away. And this will be posted in a busy intersection in metropolitan Boaz. They will build or raise money to build a library for another town as part of the Pay It Forward Fund. And that's part of the spirit of it.
He mentioned delivery from a prison. To clarify, for people that want a library of their own but aren't as crafty as the Allisons or Levines, one can be purchased from the organization. Furthering the sense of community, those purchased are made by inmates in correctional facilities, or by students in shop classes, or by Amish carpenters. The question can now be raised, how are these little libraries better or different from a traditional public library? Other than just being cute or artistic, Mr. Brooks says the small size serves a purpose.
I'll go into a bookstore and be so overwhelmed that it's just too much. It's more personal. It's more familial. It's neighborhood oriented. And the bottom line, it isn't just the box. It isn't just the books. It's all the things that happen around it. The difference is that there is a place that reminds them that we have things to share.
Books are only one of the things to share. Writing notes in the books left is encouraged. Something that lets the next reader know why you liked the book, what it meant to you. The book donated could also have a meaning. The first book given to the Allisons Library, for example.
The first book that was donated by a dear friend, and it was Drunk with Love, which we thought was appropriate because we're newlyweds.
As mentioned before, the Allisons know the Levines. And the first book donated to the Levine's library came from Mrs. Allison's 14-year-old son. It was immediately borrowed by a little girl from the neighborhood. So if you see a little house in someone's yard, it might not be a birdhouse. So stop and check it out. For information on how to get your own little library or to find one in your area, visit littlefreelibrary.org. And the Allison's library can be found on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.